Jason White, 1141 North L Street, Rocamo, Nebraska. Mayor, thank you for allowing me to speak tonight. However I come, and I speak not only to the mayor, but I also speak to the citizens of Broken Bow. I've been the city attorney for approximately 22 years, and I've served under the mayor and council for those people, and there's been numerous of them. The mayor's given me this platform tonight to help explain and describe the laws that we have on the books and the ones that apply to mobile food vendors and peddlers and solicitors, otherwise known as itinerant merchant vendors. There are actually two sets of rules, and that's what maybe has led to some of the confusion that we're dealing with here today. The first set of rules that we have to deal with are the mobile food vendors, which our current ordinance is 1203. Jacob, can you please put up 1203? That is it right there. Are we not? Are we not here? Do I just need to get closer? So there is your current 1203, and that is the law that the mayor is actually obligated to enforce. The second set of laws or rules that we have to apply to is section 113 of our municipal code. While Broken Bow's recent focus has been on that of mobile food vendors, Friday's interaction with an itinerant merchant vendor was a series of unfortunate events. That culminated in a very public Facebook event. It is unfortunate that this itinerant merchant vendor came to town and rightfully and dutifully applied for a permit. If you would, Jacob, please show the public record that is that permit, and we have redacted any personal information other than the name of the vendor. That's not it. There we go. That is it. Can you scroll up just a little bit, Jacob? I want them to see the entire permit. Thank you. As you can see, and that is actually a copy of this permit that was submitted. It was not signed. I do not want to place claim on this particular vendor. It was our duty to see that it was signed. However, because it was not signed and the vendor did not actually, at that point in time, obtain the paper permit that is required by 113.08, and therefore the permit was not conspicuously displayed. Those permits actually come and are seen in this color, very prominently displayed. And so as you can see, we're running into some calamities that are one omission or commission kind of leads into the other. So, and once again, I'm not trying to place blame on the vendor either. It was the city's duty for us to get those things done. And I state, once that was done, if there was a mistake to be made, it was in the belief or the misleading that the vendor could then go to the south side of the square. And that was either by omission or commission. I do not know what was actually said. However, when we go to the south side of the square, we're dealing with actually two sets of where they get to park. And that is mobile food vendors. By 1203, currently, you get to park across the parking lanes in the square. In other words, they get to cross the diagonal lines. Itinerant merchants can only park in the designated spaces. And I would submit to you, it took me 3 hours to actually figure this out, because if you look at 113, it does not even show where they're supposed to park. The word park or parking is not mentioned. You have to go to the traffic laws in Illinois State, they have a right to park there. So I want you to know that distinction. And so when an itinerant merchant comes to town on the current rules, and it's not really stated in there that well, and we will be correcting that, they get to park in regular parking spaces, and therefore they have to obey those parking laws. Excuse me. It is my understanding that by and through Dave Schmidt, Broken Bow City Administrator, that the city took full responsibility for the city's mistake. And if there was a mistake, it was by omission or commission, and personally apologized and admitted the error directly to the merchant. The fee for the permit was also returned at that time. What does that really mean to us? We now need to actually apply those very limited facts, and I only got those facts by personally talking to people. I have not had an opportunity to talk to the itinerant merchant. So therefore, once again, it's one of those things that may or may not be one-sided. However, the small facts that we do know, there are a couple laws we have to actually look at. The actual municipal code applies to itinerant merchant, once again, is 113. There are certain rules and regulations in that code are to be adhered to by any merchant, itinerant merchant vendor. They are allowed to park on the city streets and sell when they have a permit. However, they are only allowed to park on the city streets in the current designated park spaces, just like any of us. In other words, to simply put it, they're not actually allowed to park across additional lots. And that is despite the inferences and the instructions from the city of Broken Bow, so we have some culpability there. Contrary to the itinerant merchant vendors, mobile garden vendors do have that right to cross the digital lines, thus, ordinance 1203. If there was a mistake that was made by the city of Broken Bow, it was in somewhat allowing the direction of this person to park across the digital lines in the square. Perhaps that is also inferred by both the city and the itinerant merchants, because that is how mobile food vendors have been parking in the past. So we all believe that it's where they're supposed to park. I would submit that we probably did a poor job as a city to actually say, look, we don't get to park that way. We don't get to cross the lines like the mobile food vendors do. So that said, what is the obligation of any business or any citizen to know the regulations that apply to them? There's an obligation that we as citizens know the laws, and not knowing them is not an excuse to be exempt from them. Once again, I'm not trying to lay blame on the vendor. In light of the things I just mentioned, I will address the actual agenda item, which is not itinerant merchants. It is actually the mobile food vendors. I believe that is what good government does. Because tonight they're letting you talk on something that is not necessarily an agenda item and that can be legally discussed. Our city government does what good governments do, and they facilitate proper and respectful debate. Our city council has already started this debate 2 weeks ago. The interests of people from the brick and mortar residents of Broken Bow were here and respectfully came to the council and gave their opinions, and I'm very happy to see the citizens of Broken Bow for the mobile vendors are here tonight. As good government does, the council has, and again this evening, has facilitated that discussion. Under the rules of reading and passing of ordinances 3 times, the council was, and perhaps is still, they will have to actually decide that, is still intending to have another meeting in 2 weeks. I encourage all citizens to come to these meetings and respectfully state their opinions, and give the council the tools and information they need to make a good, informed decision. With that, I would actually ask the mayor and council to be able to speak not as a citizen, excuse me, not as a city attorney, but as a citizen of Broken Bow. And with your permission, I will proceed. I've served the mayor and this council for many, many years, and I know that the mayor's door and Dave Schmidt's door is always open. Come and speak to them. Give them your opinions and concerns. They want to listen. In Proverbs 16:28, it states, a contrary man spreads conflict, and gossip separates friends. Gossip tears down people and tears down communities. I do not say this to judge people, for I have committed the same sins. I only remind us there's a better way. And that is what we're doing. Broken Bow, we need to show the world we can do this the right way.